So just to go back to some of the raid that we spoke about earlier in the Masechta, and that is Yontif Sheni Shel Galius. So Yontif Sheni Shel Galius, as we've already seen a little bit, is a fascinating topic. There's so much there from a halachic standpoint, from a history standpoint, from a lumdis standpoint. And the truth is that it's not an easy sugya, but it's a sugya that very much is associated with the first daf in the Masechta Beya. It's also very much in Yonah de Yoyma, as we're in Chodesh Tishrei, the Yerecha Isanim, the Yontif of all the Yomim Toivim. And as a result, in Loi Achshav Emasais, I think it's Kedai to go back today, and maybe again tomorrow, and talk a little bit more about the concept of Yontif Sheni Shel Galius. The Krasi Uplasi, Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, wrote a small chibur. It's called Beis HaSafik. It's at the end of Yerideya Simin Kuf Yud. So Yerideya Simin Kuf Yud, Kuf Yud Aleph, Ki Yudua, is the Simonim in Shulchan Aruch that talk about Sveikis and different Achroinim. The Shach wrote very long chiburim about Hilchas Sveikis in that neighborhood. And Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz did as well. And at the end of Simin Kuf Yud, he wrote a kuntras Beis HaSafik. And in Beis HaSafik, he brings a kasha that the Yerushalmi asks. It's a bomb kasha. It's a kasha that, if not consciously, subconsciously, must have bothered everybody at some point in life. And that is, once upon a time, Bezdin was Mekadesh L'Chodesh Al Pi Re'iyah. And because they were Mekadesh L'Chodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, unless you lived in close proximity to Bezdin, you had no idea when Rosh Chodesh was. And if you didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was, that meant you didn't really know when Yontif was. And that was a problem, because there were Yidden that were living Bechol Kitzvois HaTevel, in all the corners of the world, and they had to know when Yontif was. They had to know when you're supposed to hit Kiyas Shofar, when you're supposed to sit in a sukkah, when you're supposed to eat matzah and not eat chametz. It was very important for them to know what Yontif was. And as a result, there was a system that was set up where there were shluchim that would go out and they would spread the word to try to notify as best to their ability. So like this, all the kehilos where Yidden were living would know when Yontif was. But the reality is that the shluchim weren't able to arrive at all the kehilos and time for them to know when Yontif was. And it was because of that, they had no choice. And there were places where they started keeping a second day Yontif. Midday Raisa, there's no such thing as a second day Yontif. But they, Pashit, had no idea when Yontif was. And because they didn't know when Yontif was, they were dealing with a Sveika day Raisa. It's today Yontif versus tomorrow Yontif. And as a result, they had to keep 2 days Yontif. Now, why 2 days Yontif? So that's based on the fact that Rosh Chodesh could only be the 30th or the 31st day from the previous Rosh Chodesh. Every month, they did have a reset button, so they knew when the previous Rosh Chodesh was. So they knew either day 30 or 31 was Rosh Chodesh. So then count from there, and like this, you'll be able to at least narrow down Yontif to 1 or 2 days. And it's for that reason you have Yontif Sheni Shel Galius. Now, why do we have it today? The Shalchu Mitam, the Gemara says, there was a memo that was sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel that said, Hizaru b'minig aviseichem. You should keep the minig aviseichem for whatever reason. Freik to Yerushalmi, if that's the case, we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, we have 2 days Sukkot. Shmini Atzeres, people sit in a sukkah because, again, you have 2 days. You don't know if it's the 7th day of Sukkot or it's the 1st day of Shmini Atzeres. We have 2 days Shavuos, we have 2 days Pesach. Why is it that we don't have 2 days of Yom Kippur? This is the kasha. Why is it that we don't fast 2 days of Yom Kippur? Now you'll tell me because it's not kishmak. But you have a Sveika Deiraisa. You know when Yom Kippur is. If you do malach on Yom Kippur, you're over in Issa Deiraisa. It's a Chayvei Krisus. If you eat on Yom Kippur, you're over in Issa Deiraisa. You're over a Chayvei Krisus. It's a freak to Yerushalmi. Why is it that there's no Yontif Sheni when it comes to Yom Kippur? Now, it's Mavurin Gemara's and Masechtas Rosh Hashanah that it's not just now that we don't have a Yontif Sheni of Yom Kippur. But even back in the day, before Hillel fixed the calendar, there was never in history a Yontif Sheni Shal Yom Kippur. So the kasha is, if there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and 2 days of Sukkot and 2 days Pesach and 2 days Shavuos, why isn't it that there's no 2 days of Yom Kippur? And the Yerushalmi says a Teretz. Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz asks a kasha on the Yerushalmi's Teretz. And Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, in the crazy place, he wanted to say an unbelievable chiddush. He said that I think this kasha is a raya berura. It's a tremendous raya to the famous shita of Rambam. The Rambam shita is that even though sveika deiraisa is lechumra, but sveika deiraisa lechumra is a din derabbanan. The fact that we're machmer when we have a sveika deiraisa said the Rambam, is only midrabanan. Because midrashah, you don't have to worry about tzveikas. The Torah says, don't eat nevela if you know for sure it's nevela. If you have a suffix, if it's nevela, you're allowed to eat it. Tzveika deraisa l'chumra is a din derabanan. It's the Rabbanan that said that you have to be machmer by a tzveika deraisa. It said, Rabbi Yonasan Aibishitz, if the whole tzveika deraisa l'chumra is only din derabanan, so then I understand. Because that means that really, if you don't know when Yom Kippur is, keeping 2 days Yom Kippur is not something you'd be biblically obligated to do. You'd really only have to keep 1 day Yom Kippur midrashah. Now, how you'd figure out which day, that's a good shaila. But you would only have to keep 1 day, or maybe you wouldn't have to keep any days, because Tzveika d'Rabbanan is really Lekula midrashah. It's only midrabanan that you have to. Being that it's only midrabanan you have to, Chazal understood that it's very difficult to fast 2 days Yom Kippur. Ain't geizrin gzeira la tzibu, she'ain roi va tzibu yechaylam lamidbo. And it's for that reason, said Rabbi Yonasan Aibishitz, the Yidden never kept 2 days Yom Kippur. But said Rabbi Yonasan, that this kasha, I think, is a raya nifla to the Shita Sarama. From the fact that they didn't keep 2 days Yom Kippur is a raya that you're not mechuyev to be machmer, even by a sveka deraisa. It's only midrabanan. Okay, midrabanan, you can figure out 100 reasons why they didn't want to have 2 days Yom Kippur. But the point is, if it was a sveka deraisa, they would have no choice. You can't say svaras. You would have absolutely no choice. But said Rabbi Yonasan Aibishitz, maybe, this kasha of the Yerushalmi, this historical fact that Jews never kept 2 days Yom Kippur, is naraya to the Shitas HaRambam. The truth is that the Ritva, Echad Min HaRishonim, in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, already asks this kasha. Why is it that you don't find that the Yidden ever kept 2 days Yom Kippur? The Ritva has a very, very important teretz. But before the Ritva's teretz, we need a little bit, a tiny bit of an introduction. The Gemara and the Avava Mer Aleph, we learned this Gemara together. The very, very top line, Amar Rava. Rava said, a very, very important line in the world of Yantav Sheni. Mace, if somebody has a mace that's Mutal Lefanov, there's a mace, he has to bury the mace. B'Yantav Rishon, if it's the first day, Yantav Yisasku Bayam. He should ask non-Jews to bury the mace for him. Do an amir la'akam. Beyantiv she'ini, if it's the second day yantiv, he's asku by Yisrael. Then a yid is allowed to do the kura by himself. Va'afilu b'shnei yamim toivim shal Rosh Hashanah. And this is true even if it's on the second day Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, even though we know the second day Rosh Hashanah is considered a continuation of the first day Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Ha'arichta. So therefore, you would have thought that maybe the second day Rosh Hashanah really would be more chamer. But said Rava, even the second day Rosh Hashanah, the halach is if there's a mace, Yisasku by Yisrael. You don't have to ask a non-Jew to do it. You don't have to do an Amir Lakim. You can do it yourself. Mashaykin Bebeya. And Rav acknowledged, even though when it comes to a Beya Shinoldo, the second day Rosh Hashanah is no different than the first day Rosh Hashanah. But at the same time, when it comes to a mace, the halach is it's different. And the reason is, the Gemara explained, because Yontif Sheni, Legabe Mace, Kechoil Shavu Rabbanu. That when it came to Yontif Sheni, they treated it literally like a weekday when it came to a mace. Zokt, the Noid of Yehuda, in his slach, on this Gemara right here, that it's pasha to me, it's pasha, you have to say, that this statement that Rava said, that on the second day Rosh Hashanah, let's focus on Rosh Hashanah, the second day Rosh Hashanah, a yid is allowed to go ahead and bury a mace, because kechol shavu Ramban, this was only after Hillel fixed the calendar. Once there was already a calendar, at that point, said the Noid of Yehuda, we know when Yontif is. We know Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is the first day. It's not the second day. Now, Hizaru b'minig aveisechem. That's true. But at the same time, as it relates to Yontif Sheni, it's for sure more kuladik. It's only midrabanan. So being that it's only midrabanan, when it comes to Kavod HaMeis, kichayel, we treat it like it's a weekday, and therefore Yisasku by Yisrael. Abizach the Noid of Yehuda. That's pasha to me. That had Rava been discussing back in the day, when the Yidden had no idea when Yontif was, he could have never said such a halacha. Then Yontif Sheni is more kuladik than Yontif Rishon. Because says the Noid of Yehuda, what's the difference between Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni? It's the same suffix. You don't know when Yontif is. I don't know if today's Yontif or tomorrow's Yontif. So how could Yontif Sheni be any more kuladik than Yontif Rishon? So said Rabbi Yechezkel Landau in his slach on this Gemara Be'ed Avavam and Aleph, he said something extremely reasonable, so extremely mistaber. And that is, there's no svara, l'chura,
to be more makel by Yontif Sheni versus Yontif Rishon when Bezer was Mechadish to Chodesh al Piri? You just don't know if Rosh Chodesh is day 30, is day 31. And being that the Yidden living far away were not privy to what was going on in Yerushalayim, so it's Pashat. There was a Safik Yontif on the first day, Safik Yontif on the second day. And there's no Svar in the world that would allow you to be more makel by Yontif Sheni than on Yontif Rishon. Aye, what did Rava mean when he said, Meis by Yontif Rishon, Yisasku by Yam, and Meis by Yontif Sheni, Yisasku by Yisrael? It's because Rava was talking about after Hillel. He was talking after that calendar was already fixed. In other words, Rava lived after they already fixed the calendar. And because Rava lived after they already fixed the calendar, in Rava's times, in his world, Yontif Sheni was more cooler day, because we knew Yontif is the first day. Yontif is always the first day. So we knew Yontif is the first day. That means the second day is only Midrabbanan. Oh, it's only Midrabbanan. Kechol Shavi Rabbanan. And it's for that reason you're allowed to be Mekel. Zaktinai to be Hudo. The truth is, if you take a look in the Rambam's Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, Perikei Halacha Gimel, the Rambam, as he so often does, gives us not just the halachas, but he gives us a little bit of an appreciation of the history. And the Rambam says, quote, after he introduces Hillel's calendar, he says, when did the Jews start using the calendar? He says, Misoif Chachmei Talmud. It was from the end of the Tkufa of the Chachmei Talmud, the Chachamim of the Gemara, Be'esh Nechar Ve'eretz Yisrael, V'loi Nishasham Bezdin Kavud. There was some Churban that happened, and because of that, there was no real Bezdin anymore, and because of that, they had no choice, they had to start relying on the calendar. Avol Bimei Chachmei Mishnah, says the Rambam, but during the times of the Mishnayos. V'chein bimei Chachmei Talmud, additionally in the times of the Chachmei Talmud, ad yimei Abaye v'Rava, until the times of Abaye v'Rava, al kfiyas Eretz Yisrael hayu soimchem. They were still working, and they were still being Mekadesh al Piriyah. Says the Rabbi Huda, the Rambam, when he spoke about the history of when it switched, when they went from being Mekadesh al Piriya to start being Mekadesh based on the calendar, so the Rambam doesn't talk about Hillel, but the Rambam talks about whose tkufa was it? It was the tkufa of Abaye v'Rava. He says, "Bimei Chachmei Mishnah, v'chein bimei Chachmei Talmud, ad yimei Abaye v'Rava." Until the times of Abaye v'Rava, they were still using the Yom Cheshbon. So it says, "Dunay de Behuda, lefi what I just said, that Rava said you could be Mekel on Yontif Sheni. How could you be Mekel on Yontif Sheni? What's the difference between Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni? Must be this was after the calendar. Now the Rambam says they would still be Mekadesh al Piriya ad yimei Abaye v'Rava. So it says, Dunay de Behuda, you have to say it was ad the loyad bechla." In the times of Abaye v'Rava, they weren't being Mekadesh al Piriya. In the times of Abaye v'Rava, they were being Mekadesh al Piriya calendar. V'horayi, because Rava said you could be Mekel on Yontif Sheni. How would Rava allow you to be Mekel on Yontif Sheni? So what did Rambam mean when he said, Ad Yimei Abaye v'Rava, Zok Dinoi de Yehuda in the Tzlach, Ad V'loyad Bechla. Up until the time of Abaye v'Rava. But Abaye v'Rava's Tkufa, no, then they already switched over. At that point, they were using the calendar, and because they were using the calendar, so it's for that reason, at that point, said Dinoi de Yehuda, you can be Mekel by Yontif Sheni, Ober Bizman, that they were Mekadesh al Piriya. You can't be Mekel by Yontif Sheni. What's the difference between Yontif Sheni and Yontif Sheni? It's a I don't know when Yontif is. So if I don't know when Yontif is, Mecha Tesni any cooler in Yontif Sheni over Yontif Rishon. Stating that, the Shagas Aryeh in Turei Yevin, in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Yotes, and the other place in Shas, where the Gemara talks about Yontif Sheni and these ideas, brings our Gemara. He discusses Rava, and he learns Pshat, not like the Noi de Yehuda. The Shagas Aryeh says that it's Pasha to me that Rava lived in the Tkufa where they were still being Mekadesh to Chodesh al Piri. And if there would be Mekadosh Chodesh al Piriya, Freit Shagas Aryeh, how could Rav have said in Be'er Davav Amin Aleph that Yontif Sheni is more cooling than Yontif Rishon? That when it comes to a mace, Yisasku by Amin by Yontif Rishon, be Yisasku by Yisrael by Yontif Sheni. What difference is there between Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni? We're dealing with a time when there was a suffix. If there was a suffix, no one had any idea. And the Shagas Aryeh says a Davar Nifla. He says, because the Gemara says, also on Davav Amin Aleph in Mesechtes Be'er, that mi Mois Ezra ve'elach, from the times of Ezra, the Elach, never had it happen that Elul was Mo'ober. They had to add another day of Elul. Meaning Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was always 30 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Meaning Rosh Chodesh Elul was always 29 days. Elul Mo'ober would mean they added a 30th day to Chodesh Elul. They never had to add a 30th day to Chodesh Elul. Now the truth is there were a few times, but the Gemara means is that there were very, very, very few exceptions. But Mimois Ezra, Loi Matzino Elul Mo'ober, Elul was always 29 days. It was never Me'uber. There was never a 30th day. That means Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah was always day 30. So said the Shagas Aryeh that even when the Yidden were Mekadesh al Pi Re'iyah, the Yidden living in Chutz Loritz knew this klal. Mimois Ezra loy matzinu elam ober. From the times of Ezra until Rava, you're talking close to 1,000 years. This was a very, very, very large body of time. And they knew that there was no such thing of elam ober. It almost never happened. So the Shagasari says they were able to be soymich on a rov, and they were able to assume that the first day is Yontif and the second day not. And that's why Rava said that you could be Mekel B'Yontif Sheni. How can you be Mekel B'Yontif Sheni? That being Mekadosh Al Pi Riyah. The first day and the second day you have the same suffix. The Teretz were talking about Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah is totally an Elul. And Mimais Ezrael Sinu Elul Uber. And it's for that reason there's actually a Kula Yontif Sheni over Yontif Rishon. In other words, the Noid of Yehuda learned that Avada Rav was talking about once, they would not be Mekadosh Al Pir anymore. They would be Mekadosh Al Pir the Cheshbon. They were Mekadosh based on the calendar. The calendar, the first day is the Reis, the second day is the Rabbanah. He says, that's why you can be Mekel when it comes to a Mace on the second day Yontem. As opposed to Neshagas Aryeh, who said, no, it's Mashma not that way. It's Mashma that Rav was talking even when they were Mekadosh Al Pir Riyah. What's the difference between the first day Yontem and the second day Yontem? This Noid of Yehuda's great Sakasha, Zok Neshagas Aryeh, there was a Rav, Mimois Ezrav Elach Lemitzin El Uber, and because of this rive, there was actually a kula in the second day yontif versus the first day yontif. In other words, how would the Shagasari learn the Rambam? The Rambam says, "Avi mechachme mishnah, v'chemi mechachme talmud, ad yimei Abaye v'Rava." Not ad v'loy ad bechlal, but ad v'ad bechlal. In the times of Abaye v'Rava, they would still be mekadosh l'chodesh al piriyah. The Pasha reading of the Rambam, they would still be mekadosh l'chodesh al piriyah. Narva. So how could Rava say he could be mechli yontif sheni? The Teretz says there's a rive. So again, we have a major, major machloikis between two gedolim that lived in the same time, the Noid of Yehuda and the Shagas Aryeh, and they're arguing about when Rava said that Yontif Sheni is more kuladik than Yontif Rishon, specifically regarding a mes. Did he mean dafka once we fixed the calendar, now we know when Yontif is a mimel, the second day is only with the Rabbanon, that you can be mekel Yontif Sheni? Or maybe even before they fixed the calendar, based on the idea that there's a roif, that mimois Ezra ve'elach le'matzino elam ober. And really what it may come down to is how to read a Lashon HaRambam. Avi b'meichach me'mishnah, the Rambam's talking about the end of this era of when the Yidden were mekadosh al piriyah. V'chem b'meichach me'talmud, ad yimei Abaye v'rova al kviyas Eretz Yisrael ha'yusayimchem. When the Rambam said ad yimei Abaye v'rova, did he mean ad v'ad b'chlal, or did he mean ad v'loy ad b'chlal? Shagas Aryeh held in Turi Yevon, he meant ad v'ad b'chlal. Then at the times of Abaye v'rova, there would still be mekadosh chedosh al piriyah. And still, the Rava said in Be'ed Avavim and Aleph Yantav Shedi is more cool. It must be because of the Roy. Then Noid Behuda learned Ad Yimei Abaye v'rova was Ad V'loyad b'chlal. It couldn't be Soymich on any Roivs of Mimois Ezra ve'Elach. Rava meant Dafka once they were ready being Mekadesh based on the Cheshbon. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph talks a lot about Yontav Sheni. He has 4 pages on Yontav Sheni, 4 long Minchas Chinuch pages with his Kitzer and Mara Mekoymus, etc., etc. It's very, very long Arichas. He brings this machloikis between the Noid of Yehuda and between the Shagas Aryeh. You had to understand the Gemara and the Avavam and Aleph. And he says a very geshmaka thing. We learned this Gemara not so long ago. We did a long raid bite on this. But the Gemara discussed what the halach is as it relates to sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So we know the maskon of the Gemara. Maskon of the Gemara is Mehilchasa, Mesav, Yasfinon, Bruchi Loi Mevarchinon. Saying that, different Minhagim and Klal Yisrael, the Tshuva from the Minchas Aluza, the Mikrai Kodesh, etc., 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 the Karban Azanel, the Inkam Mekoymoy Laharech. But the truth is that sugya was a little bit of a longer sugya. That line of the Hilchasa is just the punchline of the Gemara. Mesav Yasfina Bruchi Loi Mevarchinon. But there's a whole lead up to that Gemara. And the Gemara over there brought it was Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. And there were two Lashonis, if you recall, Daf Mem Zayin Amad Alef and Masech Tesukah, what those two Lashonis were. The Ikka de Amri said like this, Bruchi Kuli Amaloi Pligid Loi Mevarchin. And everybody agreed, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, you don't make a bracha when you sit in a sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. However, Ki Pligi Le Mesav. The Shaila was that you're supposed to sit in a sukkah. One man the Amar held you sin in a sukkah. The other man the Amar held that you're not supposed to sin in a sukkah. Rabbi Yochanan, he held you don't even sit in a sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Nekoit Rabbi Yochanan Beyotcha. Dibmarit the Shmaita Mani, Rabbi Yehuda Breda Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. Ubishmini, Sofik Shmi, Lavar Misukka Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, he on Shmini Atzeres used to not sit in a sukkah. Now again, this is not a riot to the minig and Klai Yisrael not to sit in a sukkah. This is not the halacha. The Gemara says la halacha the hilchos of Mesav Yasvin Bruchu Leim Evrachina. That's why it's a little trickier to understand that minig. But the bottom line is that the Gemara brought Amoyroim that were of the opinion you don't have to sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And Freik the Mechas Chinuch says he doesn't understand why. What's Pashup Shad? How could there be a Havamina not to sit in a sukkah Shmini Atzeres? At the end of the day, it's a suffix that maybe it's Hoshana Rabba. Again, we're talking about back in the day. Forget about now we have calendars. This is the times of Rabbi Yochanan. This is in the times where they didn't have calendars. So in those days, no one had any idea what was going on. So you're living in Chutz Laaretz, and you know that it might be Hoshana Rabba, it might be Shmini Atzeres. Is there a Havamini? You're not going to sit in a sukkah? Of course you're going to have to sit in a sukkah. No one's going to tell you not to sit in a sukkah in that world. About you have to sit in a sukkah. I don't think the carbon asanah is going to help you so fast. So over there, it's much trickier. But the point is that Avad Yishav to sit in a sukkah. So what was the Havamina not to sit in a sukkah? When you go through that Gemara again, when you chazer, sukkah, memvavam, membez, memzayin, memel, there's a major tzad in the Gemara that there were people that didn't sit in a sukkah, shmini atzeres. How you talking? Zok de mechaz chinuch. This Turei Evan opens up a little bit of light. It's literally, it sheds light on this whole topic. Because this is Chodesh Tishrei. Chodesh Tishrei mi mois Ezra ve'elach loy matzinu elol mo'uber. And because loy matzinu elol mo'uber, so they knew that really, Hoshana Rabba was Hoshana Rabba. Nor was, there was a sveik of the yoyma, but it was only being chayish lemiyuta. But this chayish lemiyuta was much more kulladik. That's why Yontif Sheni was more kulladik even those days, like the Shagasari said. Because they knew based on Rav when the Ikadei Yontif was. So if they knew based on Rav when the Ikadei Yontif was, so it's for that reason there were people that didn't even sit in a sukkah and shmini at Saris back then. And what happened to Sveika the Yoima? There's a Rav that's Machriya the Safik. This Turei Evan. Either way, we have a tremendous yesoid from the Shagasari. Mechaz Chinuch brings it and his Meirichin in a mitzvah Shin Aleph, and that is that even though there's a Sveika the Yoima, the Yidden Bavel and Golos, they didn't really know when Rosh Chodesh was, and based on they didn't know when Yontif was. But as it related to Chodesh Tishrei, they had a Rav in that pocket. The Rav was me by Ezra ve'elach le'matzinu elam u'ber. And they were allowed to be soymich on that Rav, and that's Pshan and Rav ve'ed avavam and aleph, and that's Pshan and amiram and sukkah daf mem zayin amir aleph. Zok the Ritva, mesech des Rosh Hashanah daf yud ches. To me, Ali, I don't understand. You don't find ever in history that Yidin fasted 2 days Yom Kippur. It's the chashaylef in a day raisa. You eat on Yom Kippur, you chayif karis. You do melach on Yom Kippur, you chayif karis. How is it possible that Yidin were never chayish for Sveik Adiyam? He said, today we know. But forget about today. What about back then? Nobody knew then. So if nobody knew then, how you talking back then? They weren't machmer. Said the Ritva, what the Shagasari says. Doesn't quote the Shagasari, but he says what the Shagasari says, and that is that the Gemara says, Mimois Ezra ve'elach loy matzino elam ober. They had a roif, and because they had a roif, there was never really a suffix that they had to worry about when Yontif was. The whole Yontif Sheni was being chayish lemiyuta. And because all it was being chayish lemiyuta, so they were chayish lemiyuta for Rosh Hashanah, they were chayish lemiyuta for Sukkot, they were chayish lemiyuta when it came to Shmini Atzeres and Hoshana Rabba, etc., etc. But Yom Kippur, because of what's at stake in Geizun Gzeira al Atzibu, Shein Rev Atzibu, Yechaylum Lamidba. Yom Kippur, you're going to fast 48 hours, it could be dangerous. And it's for those reasons that being that all they were dealing with was a Derabbanon, all it was a Chayesh Lamiyuta, so says the Ritva, it's for that reason they didn't have to be Chayesh Lamiyuta. But this is the aside. The aside is that even though it's true when the Yidden were living in Galus, so there was a Yontif Sheni, and they had to contend with this Yontif Sheni. But at the same time, as it related to Chodesh Tishrei, there was a Umdana, there was a roif of Mimois Ezra ve'elach le'matzino elam u'ber. And the whole Yontif Sheni of Chodesh Tishrei was something that all they had to deal with was, it was a chayesh lemiyuta, it was a derabbanon, like the Shagasari says, that's why Yontif Sheni was more kuladik even then. And it's for that reason the Yidden never fasted a second day Yom Kippur, clearly something that's in Yonah D'Yang.